with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. We're talking a little bit about fishing and cooking fish, and I went on a long diatribe there about walleye. So, Bob, let's take it away, brother.
No more bunny trails for me either. Yeah. I got the neighbor out of the way.
Yeah.
So let's talk before we head into fish and chips. I want to finish up this halibut. If you get a chance, and you can buy it even, but if you get a chance
it's
to go to Alaska,
spendy, though.
If you get a chance to go to Alaska,
probably cheaper than going to Alaska to buy it.
Wow,
local,
but
though.
Man, halibut fishing is so nice. You can catch them off California too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There might be a human hook to it or something.
Right.
But I love cooking on cedar plank.
Oh, yeah.
And I have friends who know that I like it. And when they're building, you know, a lot of our friends are builders, they'll keep their tail ends of cedar and they'll just give them to me. So I have a whole stack of cedar that people were going to throw away or just burn.
How thick is it?
It's up varying thicknesses. But typically, what I'm finding is a lot of the tongue and groove. Which is like a 6-inch plank.
Yep.
And, you know, there's 6 to 15-inch sections. I don't care if it's got a tongue and groove on it. Doesn't matter.
No.
I'm going to soak it in water, and I'm going to throw a piece of fish on it. What I'm saying is halibut is a beautiful fish to do that with because it's like walleye. Excuse me. It's like walleye, very delicate.
Right.
You know, you don't want to just – there's not many fish you can just throw on the grill.
Right.
I mean, salmon you can if you leave the skin on it, but I'm going to take the skin off salmon and throw it on a cedar plank too.
Right.
If you've never grilled on cedar plank, and I know that Conrad probably does it all the time.
Oh, his wife does.
Trying to build up his man points here. Come on.
Impossible.
So, ouch.
Man,
so,
that hurts.
Anyways, if you've never grilled on a cedar plank, it's just... The flavor it imparts on fish is fantastic.
Right.
So halibut will absorb that. So let's talk about fish and chips.
Well, hold on. I got one more thing on the cedar plank. Because you can go to the lumber yard and buy them, and they're like the cedars that
they're
go on your
shakes.
The shakes that
they're
go
shakes.
On your house.
Yeah.
Those work too.
Cheap.
But when, yes, and they're cheap and get a stack. But if you go to like a store where you're buying them in the grilling aisle.
They're 5 times the price.
Yeah, don't bother. That's
no,
where I was going
to
go.
No, go to the lumber yard.
Yeah, just go to the lumber
yard. What lumber
yard
would you go to? I like Standard Lumber.
Right, yep, yeah. Standard, Standale, wherever you're at,
yep.
You know, Zealand Lumber, whatever you're at, yep. You're part of town. But then the last thing, you said soak them in water. Little grilling tip here. If you've got some cheap whiskey, like I'm going to say 10 high or something. Don't buy anything good.
Whatever your brother-in-law left at your house.
Get a Tupperware, just a little bit bigger than your plank, plastic Tupperware. Put the plank in there and cover it, just barely cover it, with the whiskey. It'll soak it up. It'll give it a really good
Randy,
flavor.
I think we're going to have a talk about the 12-step program.
No, it's okay. That's just step number two. One is buy the plank. Two is buy the cheap whiskey. Three, put it in together.
Well, I would
you got
tell
it.
You this. If you're going to do that, you better put water with it.
Yeah, well, yeah, a little.
Because if you put it in whiskey and put it on the grill, you're going to have a fish au flambe.
I don't think so. not that high proof of whiskey.
Okay.
We're not putting out straight
well,
alcohol.
Anyway, my wife will do anything for fish and chips. And there are certain...
That might be a good something to remember for you.
There are certain places where you want to get it and you don't want to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because... No matter where we get it, she'll rant and rave about it. Oh, that's the best fish and chips I ever had. And I'll be like, I didn't really care for it.
Right.
But I can't say that. The beautiful fish and chips that you get are done very often at like VFW halls or Polish halls or something like that where you got 5 uncles in the back and a great big vat. And they're drinking beer as they make their beer batter, and they're dipping these big chunks of cod.
I think
in
you're
there.
Just liking the experience and not so much the fish and chips.
Uncles
right?
are great cooks.
Yeah.
So anyway, guy like Chaz back there, you know, you just dipping those big hunks of cod or whatever in there and a nice thick batter, and she loves it when it comes out when it's half bread.
Right, and it's hot, and it's hot. And we did that, the Sobeys, Tim and his son. were cooking. We went out to a place in by Marne and went to a fish fry a month and a half ago during Lent. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, and I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, we went out there, and they were cooking. But it was that. You look back there, there's seven guys that got bellies that you know how to eat and know how to cook fish and what's good. Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So you can also, some people, like my bride, loves tartar sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It's very easy to make. You just take a little Duke's mayonnaise.
Duke. Love me some Duke.
You put some of that cream of tartar
It's a powder, isn't it?
It's a powder, yeah. You sprinkle some of that on there, and then simply some sweet relish.
Right.
And mix that together. And so you can never say, gee, we don't have any tartar sauce. We've never bought it.
Right.
We just make it.
That sweet relish tip there is strain it a little bit. You don't want a lot of the juice. You just want the pickly nuggets in there.
But then for fish and chips, what you're going to want to make is French fries.
Mm.
And if you're trying to use fresh potatoes, and I highly recommend getting that down pat. Here's a few tips. And it's much like the walleye. And this is from my daughter, Maggie. She's a French fry expert.
Cool.
She soaks the French fries in ice water for 15 minutes.
You're talking about a peeled and cut up potato now.
Yeah, very thin fries.
So are they little ones, like, or are they
very
big
thin,
to wedges?
Very
thin. Okay. I'm a thin guy, too. My wife likes big wedges. But anyway,
that's why she married you.
Yep, I understand.
So, is your head okay?
I'm good.
So, nice and thin. You soak them in ice water for 15 minutes. Dry them completely. Here's the deal. Coat them in cornstarch.
Okay. Does that make stuff stick or makes them crispy, I bet?
Yeah.
I bet it makes them crispy. Mm.
Yeah, it does. And then fry them at 350 for a few minutes. Remove them from the oil, put them on something that the oil will drain on, and after
How long do you cook them for? How do you know they're done? Does it say, or did she tell you?
Just a few minutes.
Do they float too, kind of like the fish, or not so much?
They're going to be halfway done, so I'm saying a French fry is going to take 6 to 10 minutes. So if you do 3 or 4 minutes, pull them out, put them on a rack, and let them cool, let the oil, and then when the first batch is golden brown, throw them back in again and then do the whole batch a second time.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's no batter on them, really.
Nope.
They're just the potato and the cornstarch, right? She seasons them after they come out the second time.
Second time.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And then what, like 350 oil? Just regular canola
for
oil
anything,
or vegetable oil?
350s oil.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not going to buy peanut oil for my outdoor fryer anymore.
Right.
Because it's the flame's contained.
Right.
I'm going to try and find a healthier. I'm just seeing too many things about peanut oil that sound unattractive in terms of the midrib bulge.
We were talking during the break. Why is it that onion rings at a restaurant or anywhere you go are twice as much money as a French fry?
Randy.
Is an onion twice as expensive as a potato?
Randy.
What?
Is that your biggest problem?
It is. When we're talking about fried condiments, I mean, I love onion rings.
They're twice as big as a French fry, aren't they?
I mean, it's a ring, and they're, I don't know.
An onion ring is a ring?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and, you know, is a French fry French? I don't know.
Because fries are, you know, you get a hamburger, you get fries. So when you want, you know, something different, it's going to cost more money.
Well, with French fries, that's probably part of it too. But with French fries at a restaurant or anything, VFW Hall, American Legion, they're always frozen. You know, they pull them from a giant processor and they open up a bag and dump them in. With onion rings, I think you're going to tend to want to do them by hand.
I'm betting they got bags of those too.
They do, but they're never very good.
Correct. I agree with you.
So,
and we weren't talking about the good ones or the bad ones. It's just wherever you order them, if fries are $4, onion rings are $9. And it's like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. But
so if you know, send us an email.
Help
this poor boy.
One of those things, but because I really like him. Because
he's a thicker French fry.
He's got a furrowed brow this morning. You need to help, Chops.
Would you?
He's the thick fry.
Help a brother out.
Yeah. So grilled halibut with garlic butter.
Mm.
That is
quickly
absolutely fantastic. Again, something you can do on a cedar plank.
Okay.
And garlic butter is too easy to make. But just put whatever you like on that halibut. I personally, I'm going to put some thyme on it.
Yep. Not a lot of time because it'll overcook.
10 minutes. But, we're going to talk to TK in a minute.
All right. That sounds good. The Raging Cajun, he's coming up. Stick with us. We'll be back.